Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 631 and today I'm talking about the Big Happy. The Big Happy, or the opposite of that. Not really opposite. I guess people would probably be normal, common to think the opposite of happy was sad. Probably be unemotional would be the opposite, as opposed to so indifference. It's the opposite of love, right? Opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference, because hate is still the object of your emotion. Same as love, interesting enough. But today, when I talk about the opposite of the big happy, I'm actually talking about the small joys. And funnily enough, I had a great chat with Brad Bodnarchuk. I hope I said that correctly, Brad. On his podcast, Week Just Gone. You'll find that on my socials, or you can just search it. I think it's on iTunes and YouTube and anywhere you can get podcasts. The Brad Bodnarchuk, Bodnarchuk podcast, which was really good. Anyway, he wanted to start out with a quote. And he mentioned that some of his friends, if quotes come up, can probably roll their eyes. As for me, I think it's just a quote, is somebody grabbing the most amount of meaning, usually in the most, in the smallest amount of words, being able to express something beautifully, simply, that is to be interpreted by the other individual in many different ways as well. But also, the beauty of it is to engage the person who is being quoted, as in what is their intent and what's their actual, what are they actually saying. And so often I share passages as such, because there can be such powerful messages in really simple things. And I think it's important for each one of us to navigate that anyway. It's funny when things become cliche, it's often because they're true. And so the difficulty is when we say it or share it, and it's void of meaning within meaning and action within ourselves, because meaning and action don't often go hand in hand. Yet, and I remember this from back in the day for me, I started going through a very difficult time within business, and my business partner at the time is like, mate, it's just time to start living all the quotes you share. This is many years ago. It stuck with me. And so at that point I was like, fuck, am I just saying things and not actually like doing that? It's just things that seem like the easy good thing to grab this meaningful content and share it, but I've got no depth and basis behind it. And so that's why for me I probably do share a lot on the Alpha Theta podcast, as well as on Mood Prep and in other conversations, depending on when it's actually relevant. But words can convey a lot of beauty that a picture can't paint, and vice versa. And so today, Pearl Buck said, I don't know if it was today, probably wasn't today. Many people lose the small joys in the hope for the big happiness. Many people lose the small joys in the hope for the big happiness. And I think this is absolutely crucial to talk about and to share, because pointing out a couple of things here. One is in the small joys is a joys in the moment, and so the small joys are anything that is allowing you to actually receive that moment in that moment of time. This can be in a sporting endeavor, yet it can also be it doesn't have to be that sort of achievement that you may feel post-workout, or getting a grade back or something along those lines, because sometimes we may get caught up thinking they're small joys, but we're getting joy because we think that that's leading us to the big happiness. But if we're just there and paying attention to the fact that we're breathing in that post-workout, or and we're alive right in that moment, or when we get the grades back, we're able to appreciate that as a reference point and appreciate our efforts going into it, it shares a different meaning than simply the hope of the big happiness. Is that one day I will arrive and my happily ever after will start. And that hope, the big happy, is what will keep us sad. That expectation is what's going to keep us wanting and feeling like we're never enough until we get there, but there never actually exists. And so really, All we have is the small joys, and those joys are literally in the moment. It can be coffee in the morning. And I shared a Johnny Cash quote on my Instagram. Is anything of mine original? Jeez. A quote on my Instagram a little while ago. And all it said was, coffee in the morning with her. And that was his response when somebody asked him to define paradise. And so often for me, more so in the last 18 months while actually working with my fiance, we've been able to enjoy a lot more of those moments. And there's definitely a lot of times where we may argue or have different points of view or be busy or whatever the case might be, all of the normal things that most people would experience. But I'm grateful now that I have the space to be able to simply enjoy a coffee in the morning with the person that I'm choosing to love more than anything in this whole entire world. And so those little moments are things that no one could pay me money and I would experience the same thing. That to me is the small joy. And although her and I are working hard for a future for many different reasons, what's so crucial to me is those small joys. And that can come in training, that can come in a conversation with a client, that can come in sitting at the lights and looking across and seeing horses in the park. These moments are actually available any given time you wish to have them. You just have to be aware in that present moment, because as soon as you think of something else that's not there in that moment, it's gone. As soon as you think of the work you have to do when you get to, you're no longer actually living, you're actually existing in the future in your mind. And so the small joy is gone, and because we think that work, it somehow it's going to give us the big happy and it will lead us to the big sad. And so my offer for you more than anything today is to continually look for those moments of small joy, because they're there and they're waiting for you to identify them, to recognize them and to remember them. And so your ability to do so is going to allow you to reach whatever being happy you're actually reaching, right? We never arrive. It's always here. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by this guy. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.